Fucking stitched by goddamned hand. The leather that I'd searched high and low for and specifically chosen after finding it in a motherfucking magazine. The leather that had seen no one's ass but mine, and not even that was bare. Anger welled up inside of me, and I finally took my eyes off the man's balls sticking to my seat, going up to the man's face, and that's about when everything exploded. Because it wasn't bad enough that they were fucking on my bike. Now, the man that Destiny was fucking on my bike was my cousin. The same cousin who made my younger years a living hell with his teasing about my pretty boy looks and my girly hands. Hands that were now rough and strong from years of doing what I loved, being a swordsmith. Somehow, I found my Colt 45 in my hand, and somehow I pointed it at the man's head. And before you get all bent out of shape, the safety was on. He, however, did not know that. Tapping on the glass with the gun, I made sure that the laser in the grips was activated and pointed right at about eye level. So when he turned toward the sound of my tapping, he got a red laser straight to the eye, causing him to look up and blink at me in confusion. I let up off the laser, allowing him to see just what was waiting for him, causing him to freeze. "Get off my bike," I growled. The window muffled the words, I was sure, but he got the gist of what I said fairly fast. Hopping off and dislodging his peewee-sized cock from Destiny's pussy, I watched dispassionately as she fell to the ground in a wet pile of dirt, causing her to cry out in confusion. She looked up in bewilderment at Kenneth, my asshole cousin, who was busy trying to tuck his tiny pecker back into his perfectly tailored slacks and followed his gaze. I let my real feelings out from behind the veil I was using to contain them with, and Destiny understood completely. She was boned. Well and truly boned.
Verity. 2 days later. I was excited. This was my last dress fitting before the big day in 2 weeks. 'Twould be the day that I married the man I loved, Kenneth Lee Reacher. I would be Mrs. Kenneth Reacher, and I thought that had a mighty nice ring to it. Giddy beyond belief, I took a hold of Randy's hand, my best friend in the whole wide world, and started marching with purpose to the front door of the best dress shop in Mooresville, also known as my good grandma's place. "Gigi," I cried as I opened the door. I was confronted with my grandma's most annoying employee, Tiffany, and instantly I wilted. "Is my Gigi here, Tiffany?" I asked as nicely as I was able. "No, Mrs. Cassidy is out of the office until tomorrow afternoon. What can I help you with?" Tiffany asked sweetly. I narrowed my eyes. My grandma wouldn't be out of the office unless this witch of a woman hadn't told her that I was coming, which I most certainly relayed to Tiffany this morning on the phone when I'd called. "Fucking bitch. I'm here to try my wedding dress on," I murmured. Tiffany's eyes moved down my body with barely disguised disdain, and I had to tighten my hand on Randy's hand to keep her from moving forward and pummeling her fist into Tiffany's face. It wouldn't do to lay a beat down on my Gigi's longest-standing employee, even if she was a bitch. She was a hard worker, and she was good at her job, something in which my Gigi informed me of each and every time I made mention of how shitty she was. "Okay." Tiffany's smile was weird, like she was trying to hide something that I wasn't going to like. A weird feeling started to filter into my thoughts, and I worried that there was something wrong with my dress, like she'd intentionally altered it too small so I wouldn't fit into it. And that would be embarrassing, because I already had enough trouble with my weight. I didn't need that extra worry of having to get my dress altered again 2 weeks before my wedding. "Right this way." Tiffany waved her arm. I glared at her back and her tight little black dress that was painted onto her like a second skin. She looked good in it, but I couldn't figure out why she dressed so provocatively. She was supposed to be making brides more comfortable on one of the most important days of their lives, not making them feel inferior by showing them up with what she was wearing.